540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Classes start today for Milwaukee Public School students. Hundreds from Lincoln Avenue Elementary are beginning the year in a new building after their school was badly damaged by fire. Those students will attend classes at Pulaski High School while the Lincoln Avenue campus is demolished. District leaders say they're working to make the temporary space work for students and families. Drivers everywhere are being told to watch out for kids crossing and for buses starting and stopping. If you have thoughts on raising rates for power, you can be heard today. We Energy's customers can weigh in on a proposed rate increase that could take effect next January. The plan would raise bills for a typical household by nearly $22 a month over 2 years. The company says they're trying to keep bills down, and they point to federal tax credits and fuel savings that they say will be passed along to customers. The Public Service Commission will hear comments this afternoon and again tonight at Marquette University. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. There are now tighter limits in Milwaukee on the police use of Flock license plate reader cameras. A new agreement has been announced by Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Going forward, only police supervisors will be able to access the system, and the cameras can only be used for serious crimes, critical missing person cases, drug trafficking investigations, and abductions. The city also has plans to create a public dashboard and have independent audits twice a year. The changes follow concerns about the misuse of the system. It's another sign that summer is winding down. Milwaukee's Hop Streetcar has ended its festival season F-Line service. The streetcar is returning to its regular two-route setup with the L-Line serving the lakefront and the M-Line running between the Intermodal Station and the Burns Commons. Riders can transfer between the lines at 5 shared stops downtown. The Hop will remain free to ride. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The NFL has sidelined Packers running back Josh Jacobs while criminal charges against him move through the court. Jacobs is now on the commissioner's exempt list, so he cannot practice or attend games with Green Bay. He was charged Thursday with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a May arrest. Jacobs denies the accusations. His lawyers say he intends to return to the Packers and the NFL after the review is finished. Two teenage boys died Saturday when their car went off the road and hit a tree in Marinette County. Marinette Sheriff deputies say the crash happened shortly before 11 p.m. on County Highway G east of Crivitz. They say the teen driver lost control on a curve, went into a ditch, and hit a tree. The sheriff's office identified the driver as 16-year-old Landon England from Menominee, Michigan. 17-year-old Princeton Welty from Crivitz was also killed in the crash. A nationwide bench warrant has been issued for an Eau Claire woman who failed to appear at her sentencing hearing on charges of child neglect. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
According to court documents, 36-year-old Tony Hammonds was scheduled to appear in court on August 28th for sentencing after pleading no contest to 4 counts of chronic neglect of a child as party to a crime. An investigation was launched after school employees reported malnourishment concerns with her 4 children. Their step-parent, Mary Bentley Oram, was also sentenced to over 4 years in prison in October. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Online court records show an attorney has had periodic contact with Hammonds in the last week. More state tax money than expected could leave Wisconsin with a nearly $3 billion surplus. However, there's still no agreement on how to use it. New figures show tax collections rose 3.4% from the year before and came in about 2% higher than projected. Republican budget leaders say they want to revisit tax relief and property tax help, along with the support for schools. 75 veterans who served during the Global War on Terror are back home in Wisconsin after a 4-day Mission of Healing retreat. The veterans left the Fox Valley last Thursday to tour the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York, along with the Freedom Tower and Statue of Liberty. Organizers say the trip is a chance for veterans to reflect on their own service while sharing the bond that comes with those who've lived through some of the same experiences. The trip is offered at no cost to veterans as a way to celebrate the veterans and their families, organizers say, while helping them find a healthier path forward. Heavy rain on Saturday brought IndyCar's only doubleheader of the season to a halt at the Milwaukee Mile on Saturday. Intensifying rain forced drivers off the track on lap 90. Race 1 was delayed further by storms yesterday morning, but did eventually resume, and drivers completed both races yesterday. That Saturday soaker was a precursor to a hot and humid weather pattern setting in across our state. National Weather Service forecasters say it'll be hot and stormy over the next few days in much of Wisconsin. Temps are expected to be in the upper 80s and 90s with chances for scattered afternoon and evening storms. More details coming up in weather. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers take on the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports, where the Brewers face the Cubs tonight in Game 2 of a four-game series at Wrigley Field. The Brewers got drilled last night 17-3. The Cubs' Clay Holmes pitched great. The Brewers' Kyle Harrison did not, giving up five home runs before Pat Murphy yanked him out of the game in the fourth inning.
Starting pitcher didn't give us what we needed to have, and that's all there is to it. And then you get behind in a game like that against a pitcher that guy was great tonight, and the Cubs' offense was right on point.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for their season opener against Notre Dame Sunday inside Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
We know this is a huge game in Game 1, and kicking off the way we're kicking off in Lambeau against Notre Dame, but we also understand there's a journey here, and so there aren't decisions made completely on a lot of guys just yet, and we'll have to figure that thing out as we get closer to game.
That's Wisconsin Badger head coach Luke Fickle. The Badgers are 20-point underdogs. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 73 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90. Watching a chance for a few scattered thunderstorms Wednesday night and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.